Yeah, this contest has changed significantly since I started. When we first started doing this contest, and this is a Wisconsin State Fair contest, I serve as a superintendent for this contest because of my meat science and meat processing expertise, and because of my knowledge of doing similar types of contests at the state and national levels. This contest was actually held at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Meat Science and Muscle Biology Laboratory on campus. And about 6 years ago, this contest transitioned and moved to the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. So this contest actually happens in June at the same time as the State Fair Cheese Contest, the State Fair Wine Contest, and once in a while we'll have a honey contest or some other great Wisconsin commodity contest.
Sure. Tell me about the entries from back then versus today. Diversity, geographic reference, quality, give me your sense.
Yeah, so that's also changed tremendously. So 12 years ago, we had five different classes of meat products that you could enter in, and they're usually 40 to 50 products with 12 to maybe 13 different meat processors, meat poultry processors across the state of Wisconsin that were entering products. Today, we have nine different classes, around 150 products, and usually between 22 to 25 different establishments in the state that are entering products. So it has changed a lot from not only the types of products, but the number of processors that are entering products.
Now, what about the types of product that you're seeing, or maybe the ways that they're preparing this product? That's got to have changed.
It sure has. So over time, as you know, going back to the whole tradition of the meat and poultry industry in the state of Wisconsin, these products continue to get better. And so products during this 12-year tenure that I've been involved with, I have seen improve in quality, and really that makes for a much better competition. In addition to quality, you know, so we're seeing better summer sausages and better bacons and better hams, we're seeing more varieties, more creativity, more unique products, and that certainly is highlighted in this contest. And you can come down to the Ag Products Pavilion, look in the meat product cooler, and witness that for yourselves.
Now, you mentioned 2022 different processors that are engaged, but Wisconsin's got a whole lot more terrain out there that could be involved. How are you trying to attract in some of those other geographic points, some of those other processors?
Sure. So you are correct. A very small fraction of the total processors in the state of Wisconsin, which is about 450, actually enter products. And that is something that we continually try to work on, because we think it's really important for Wisconsin meat processors to showcase and highlight Wisconsin meat products, and there's no better setting to do that at than at the Wisconsin State Fair. So it is a challenge and something that we try to continually get more and more involvement. I would love to see 450 meat processors enter products, and that would be very, very fitting for this venue and for this contest.
Now let's talk a little bit about the innovations that you're seeing at meat processors. You can't broaden all of the categories, but if there were to be changes next year, what categories do you think you might broaden, Jeff, or might add to speak to the changing consumer's palate?
Sure. So the classes that we currently have now, most of them are very traditional classes, right? Wisconsin products, summer sausage, ham, bacon, snack sticks. And then we also try to have a few different classes that get maybe some people more interested, maybe a little more excited. So we have like ring bologna and Braunschweiger and specialty products like dry sausages and so forth. So future classes, and we're always looking for ideas, we're always looking for new creative classes, but future classes really could embody what are the new trends, what are the new innovations, what are consumers wanting to buy in supermarkets and grocery stores, what products are already out there, and what can really get people excited, establishments excited to want to enter products and showcase and highlight those products here at the Wisconsin State Fair.
But the bottom line is, it's a snapshot of what Wisconsin can be proud of.
It's a tiny snapshot. This industry is so huge, so historical, so much part of the fabric of the state of Wisconsin. This contest is just a tiny snapshot of what this industry is in the state of Wisconsin.